Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
Last week, we talked about the most commonly prescribed class of medications, which are the antihypertensives. This week, we're going to talk about the most commonly consumed class of medications. Those are the NSAIDs. That's because many of those who take NSAIDs buy them over the counter. About 17 million Americans take an NSAID on any given day. Lots of toxic effects that we know about. Most of them are related to the main mode of action, the inhibition of prostaglandin synthesis. All of the available non-selective NSAIDs generally inhibit both isoforms of cyclooxygenase, the COX-1 and the COX-2. There are several factors that we know that increase the risk of adverse effects due to NSAIDs. Some of those are drug dose effects. Some of them are drug-drug interactions. And some of them are comorbidities, things that patients have like decreased renal function. Many of us believe that if you are careful, the NSAIDs are quite safe. It is, though, probably the safest thing is to use it at the lowest dose. Unfortunately, many people believe that if a little of something is good for you, a lot must be a whole lot better. And we know that increasing the dose of any of the NSAIDs is associated with an increase in toxic effects. And the top of that list is clearly the GI side effects. But if you take a lower dose, does that mean you're going to get less pain relief? Well, you chose a poem this week. It was taken from the Annals of Emergency Medicine, published in 2019. For those that want to look it up, it starts on page 530. It attempts to answer the question, in patients who have acute pain, does a higher dose of ibuprofen produce greater pain relief? Mark, does it?
Yeah, this was a fairly straightforward study. They identified 225 adults who came into an ED with acute painful condition. About three quarters had a musculoskeletal complaint, and patients who had taken pain meds within the 4 hours prior to admission were excluded, as were those who had a contraindication to NSAIDs like previous ulcer, things like that. The average age was 44, about half were women. The average pain score at baseline was about 6.5 out of 10, where 10 was the worst pain. Using concealed allocation, they were randomized to get a single dose of ibuprofen, but it was either 400, 600, or 800 milligrams. They then looked at their pain scores an hour later, and they had dropped to between 4.4 and 4.5 in all three groups. The drop of about 2 points from 6.5 to 4.5 was clinically and statistically significant for each group, but there was no difference between groups. The study was powered to find a difference of at least 1.3 points, which is the clinically significant cutoff, if it existed, but clearly they didn't find that. So bottom line, higher doses of ibuprofen for acute pain relief actually offer no more benefit at 60 minutes than a single 400 milligram dose. And, you know, we always talk about the sort of pain dose and the anti-inflammatory dose. There actually was another study that showed that for chronic treatment of osteoarthritis, an anti-inflammatory dose also isn't needed.
So I guess the question is, how do we convince the public that more isn't necessarily better?
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard, and patients get this told to them by, you know, lots of their friends, the other doctors, and we haven't been very good about incorporating some of these lessons into our practice. I mean, the study looking at osteoarthritis of the knee and different doses between 1200 versus 2400 that showed no difference was published in 1991 in the New England Journal. And yet still the most common thing is people are getting, you know, fairly high doses. And I do it myself. And it's doubly challenging because our options are so limited in terms of what we can do for patients who come in. They say, yeah, I've been taking, you know, two ibuprofen three times a day or four times a day, and it's not helping me. You know, the natural thing is to try a higher dose. But it's, you know, I think we shouldn't necessarily expect that beyond a placebo effect, it's going to be truly effective.
Good point. And I don't have off the top of my head the statistics, but the prevalence of GI side effects and GI bleeds is not insignificant. It's not rare.
Yeah, although looking at the the other study, the 1991 study, they actually didn't find a difference in complications between the different doses. But clearly being on ibuprofen does put you at risk for ulcer and bleed.
We will talk with you again next week. Thanks for that poem, Mark.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.